With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump announces new Food and Drug Administration recommendations on Tylenol use while speaking from the Roosevelt Room of the White House, accompanied by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and other administration officials. President Trump says pregnant women should avoid Tylenol.
I think you shouldn't take it. And you shouldn't take it during the entire pregnancy. They may tell you that toward the end of the pregnancy, you shouldn't take it during the entire.
The Trump administration has been under immense pressure from Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s diverse Make America Healthy Again movement to provide answers on the causes of the marked increase in autism cases in the U.S. in recent years. Jimmy Kimmel Live is returning to late night TV after a controversial suspension.
Kimmel was suspended last week after saying this about the assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk.
We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it.
ABC says we have spent the last days having thoughtful conversations with Jimmy and reached the decision to return the show. FCC Commissioner Brendan Carr denies he threatened to revoke ABC's local station licenses because of what Kimmel said. I'm Ed Donahue.
French President Emmanuel Macron says France is officially recognizing the state of Palestine. The move came during a UN conference chaired by France and Saudi Arabia, aimed at generating new support for a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 66 points, the NASDAQ rose 157, the S&P advanced 29. This is SRN News. A new study finds women who have abortions are not happy about it.
Planned Parenthood and other pro-abortion groups say denying a woman an abortion will result in negative psychological consequences. But a poll released by the Elliott Institute indicates that women who terminate their pregnancy feel just as much grief as those who suffer miscarriages, but they also suffer from feelings of guilt and regret. The study also reveals that 70% of women who get abortions say they felt pressured to do so. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In his first interview since becoming Pope, Leo said that LGBT people are welcome in the Catholic Church, but that it's highly unlikely that the Church's core doctrine about sexuality would change anytime soon. Earlier this month, the Vatican hosted a Holy Year pilgrimage that included several LGBT Catholic organizations. Last week, traditional Catholic groups announced a petition asking Leo to reaffirm the perennial teaching. SRN News. Four New York prison guards plead guilty in the death of a black inmate, 43-year-old Robert Brooks.
The pleas came Monday. Two guards pleading guilty to first-degree manslaughter, two others pleading guilty to second-degree manslaughter. Brooks was beaten while handcuffed at Marcy Correctional Facility in December. The incident caught on body cam. He'd been serving a 12-year sentence for assault. 10 guards were charged in February. The first plea in the case came in May when a guard charged with murder pleaded guilty to manslaughter. Later that month, another guard pleaded guilty to attempted tampering with physical evidence. The remaining four of the 10 guards go on trial in October. Julie Walker, New York.
A large tiger fatally attacked an animal handler as horrified onlookers watched during the end of a big cat show at a preserve in southeastern Oklahoma. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.